Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba, and I'm here with Jen Chien and Janae Darden. They're part of the Sights and Sounds of East Oakland team here at KALW. Next up, we're going to hear another answer to an East Oakland question, this one put together by a community reporter from our partners at Oakland Voices. So, Jen, can you tell us a little bit more about that partnership?
Yeah, of course. So Oakland Voices is itself this great collaboration between the East Bay Times and the Maynard Institute for Journalism Education. They train East Oakland residents to use the techniques of journalism to tell the stories of their own communities. So we come in and we do some audio training with them. They've been working in print and blogging and photojournalism. Then we pair them with a KALW producer and an editor, and we have them make reported audio stories. Right now, we're in our fourth round of working with them in this way, and I wanted to play a story today from one of these Oakland Voices reporters. His name is Howard Dykoff. He lives in Deep East Oakland, and he's an alum of Oakland Voices, so he went through the program a few years ago.
Okay, so what's the question he had to answer?
So this question came from Nahanda Imara, who lives and works in East Oakland.
What is the oldest Black business still existing on East 14th?
So East 14th Street is, of course, now known as International Boulevard. The name was changed in 1996. It's Oakland's longest commercial street, and it's actually one continuous pathway all the way from Lake Merritt, basically, to Fremont. In San Leandro, it's still called East 14th. Anyway, here's what our Oakland Voices reporter, Howard, came back with.
Our question asker, Nahanda Imara, says she wanted to find older Black-owned businesses before they all disappear.
But I know East 14th, which some people call International Boulevard, there were lots and lots and lots of Black-owned businesses back in the day. And with the changing landscape, especially now, it seems to be changing more rapidly.
And Amara says she just wants to make sure people stay aware of the history of the neighborhood.
Oakland prides itself on being a town of diversity. And, you know, folks who have lived here 30, 40, 50 years remember it as a thriving place for Black businesses, Black culture. And people who are here now don't know that history. And I think it's important that that legacy is known by everybody.
This question was actually pretty hard to answer, and I struck out a few times at first. I tried Oakland's Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce and the African American Chamber of Commerce, and neither of them kept that kind of information. So I decide to really put my ear down to the ground, and I go to the barbershop, Cedric's, which is on East 14th near 88th Avenue. Owner Cedric Lewis sends me to another barbershop.
The ones that I can think of as a barbershop, Hamilton's barbershop, has been around quite a while, over 30 years.
So you think it goes back to the 70s or 80s?
Yeah.
Then I went to Hamilton's at 61st Avenue, but the current owner doesn't want to be interviewed. So I check some Yelp reviews where people mention that they went to Hamilton's as teenagers in the late 70s. So it seems it's been around 40 years or more. Then I find some other businesses along the street that have been around a similar amount of time, but most didn't have continuous African-American ownership throughout these years. For example, the Food King Grocery at 88th Avenue was originally Black-owned in the 60s, but it's now owned and operated by a Yemeni family.
You like the little ones, the big ones? Mix it up.
Give me the little ones.
Little ones?
I'm finally getting somewhere, but I need a little more help.
Okay.
So I head to the African American Library and Museum at Oakland, or ALMO, as people say, which has archives and historical records for Oakland. It's in an historic 1902 Carnegie Foundation building, which was Oakland's original main library. Inside, it's all marble surfaces and neoclassical architectural detail. I meet with archivist Sean Heiliger, who's done some research for me on Black-owned businesses.
There's a Black airline, Afro-American airline, which is out of Oakland Airport, that started in the 1960s. There's something called the Trans Bay Bank, which was a Black-owned bank. And they were started to really provide mortgages for African-American families.
Heiliger turns out to be a treasure trove of information.
The earliest one we could find was a restaurant called Stevens Restaurant, which was started by the Stevens family off of 14th Street around 1924. And they were a famous family for a number of reasons. The husband, Mr. Stevens, was the assistant to the Crockett family, which is a rather famous railroad family in California. They had a daughter named Virginia Stevens, who became the first African-American woman to be accepted to the state bar.
I ask Heiliger about Black-owned businesses that are still open now, and he tells me about Luther Hudson's funeral home, founded over 100 years ago. But it turns out it's in North Oakland and definitely not on East 14th Street. I propose another funeral home that somebody had suggested, which is also old. Thompson's funeral home, which is on East 14th at 99th Avenue. He says it's probably a good bet.
That was one of the few businesses that were open to African-American entrepreneurs at that time. A lot of other businesses they were excluded from. And so a lot of the early entrepreneurs and people who eventually moved into other areas like politics were African-American funeral home managers.
Thompson Funeral Home. Arthur Thompson is my name, and I do everything here.
Arthur Thompson, who's also soft-spoken and in his 80s, greets me in his office. On one side is a large fish tank, and on the other, a woven tapestry of his face with text celebrating his over 45 years in business.
I funeral direct, I clean up, and I also arrange. I follow the needs of the families. That's my job.
Mr. Thompson is a well-manicured and old-school professional, with a well-trimmed gray beard, a crisp tie, and a twinkle in his eye. He runs the funeral home with his wife and three employees. He says getting into business was actually a calling for him.
I had an uncle in Oklahoma City. He was shot and killed by his partner, and his partner committed suicide. I went to the funeral, and while I was sitting in my uncle's living room, totally alone, I heard the voice saying, "This is what you're supposed to be doing." No one else was in the room with me, but I heard it as clearly as you hear me.
Mr. Thompson not only founded his funeral home in 1969, he literally helped build it.
Every brick around the building I have had in my hands personally three times.
And he's been part of significant moments for Oakland's Black community, including services for Soledad brothers George and Jonathan Jackson, and also for Tookie Williams, who is known as one of the original founders and leaders of the Crips gang in Los Angeles.
And we did his funeral both here in Oakland and in Los Angeles.
Mr. Thompson has seen the neighborhood change a lot over the years. From inside his office, he narrates a kind of tour of the changes along the strip of East 14th.
The big old tire place across the street used to be a Texaco service station. Where McDonald's is over there, that was a record store, and they had a hardware store over there. Where the fire station is, they used to have a hot dog stand. Where the Arco service station is, that used to be an auto repair building. So basically everything has changed.
And some of those changes he's seen underline the dwindling of Black-owned businesses in East Oakland. There are many boarded-up storefronts in Oakland's District 6 and 7, which East 14th runs through. Mr. Thompson thinks the mandated street name change in the 1990s also had something to do with this.
We were maneuvered by other areas to become International Boulevard instead of East 14th Street because the people just past us felt that it was kind of a put down to them being on East 14th Street. But it cost the smaller businesses such as mine a drastic penny for that change, because all of the ads that we've done, all of the stationery that we had, caused us to have to make a drastic change, and it was financially draining.
The factors that have led to the loss of retail businesses and general economic decline in East Oakland are numerous. There are technical barriers to starting and running businesses, and there are demographic issues like the loss of household income, especially during the recession. Now that there are microloans and other efforts to address equity in business, maybe things will change for new business owners in East Oakland. While I can't address all of these macroeconomic issues in the story, I was able to find the best answer to Nahanda Mara's question. I find her at her office and share what I learned. And I also have a little surprise. Hello, Nahanda. We went and we talked to people, both in the neighborhood and at the African American Library and Museum. And from that, we found that the oldest continuously operating Black-owned business in Oakland, in East Oakland rather, is the Thompson Funeral Home, which remarkably is right across the street.
That is remarkable. That kind of business is interesting, but I guess it's part of the cycle of life.
The traffic on East 14th ebbs and flows like the business cycles in the neighborhood. That sound is all that remains of a once bustling business district here in Deep East Oakland. On Old East 14th Street, now New International Boulevard, this is Howard Dackoff for KLW.